Good morning. We continue with our 30 for 30 series of preparing psukim that make up the Malchios, the Zichronos, and the Shofros in order to give us a way, a means to think about Elul and also to think about the tefillah that we're going to utter in front of Hashem in a very, very short time. We had started with the psukim in the Torah and the messages there within. Yesterday we started with the first of the psukim in Ksuvim, Ki La'Hashem Amulchom Moshel Bagoyim, and we talked about how it is that we already accept the power of Hashem's Malucha, and how the nations of the world will in the future. And of course, we need to think about how we accept Hashem's Malucha. Where do we realize that Hashem is involved in our world, and He's controlling that world, and we are excited about it? Well, today we're going to hit a very tough pasuk, but a pasuk that I have to be honest is not haphazard. Today being Friday, and the Shir Shal Yom is also the pasuk of the day. The second of the psukim of Malchios, we declare Hashem Malach Geus Labesh. Hashem will have reigned, and He will have donned grandeur. Hashem owes His azar. He will have donned might, and He will have girded Himself. Aftikon tevel bal timot. He even firmed the world so it should not falter. Blah, 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 blah. I don't understand what that translation means. Let's take a step back and perhaps let's make some sense out of it. This pasuk, which is the Shir Shal Yom for Friday, in fact, all of Perek Tzadi Gimel speaks to the future, to the days of Mashiach. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, says that this is the Mizmor of the sixth day of the week, because it was the day of creation that Hashem created Adam HaRishon. And so therefore, the Mizmor has 45 words in it. So very short capital. 45 is also the gematria of the word Adam. And Adam was created for one purpose, to serve Hashem. And maybe that idea is what our pasuk is trying to tell us, and it will give us a focus as we recite this pasuk in the Malchios. We say, Hashem Malach, Rashi in Tehillim tells us, Ein Melech Belo Am. There's no such thing. If Hashem reigned, that means that there was a supporting cast that helped Him reign. Geus Lavesh, how did they help Him reign? They had Him wear His gaiva. They had Him be held up. How so? He was held up, He was held to esteem by man, by man's looking at Hashem's midos, by turning around and saying, I want to be like Hashem. Hashem has these midos, mahu afata, just like He does, that's what we do. Hashem owes His azar. Hashem also wore and girded Himself in strength and oath. What does that mean? Shamshon Rafal Hirsch comments that in the early generations, they could not understand history. And under the regular rules of history, certain nations should have continued to exist with power, and other nations and individuals should have been dead. But there is a turn to history. It comes to tell us that those who place their trust in Hashem, they always will not be lost. Which tells us that through man's salvation, throughout the generations, we realize that Hashem, that when we hang out with Hashem, we cannot go ahead and ever discount Hashem's intention. Aftikon tevel bal timot, the Malbim explains that He even went ahead and firmed the world so it shouldn't be lost. The Malbim says, what does that mean? He says, God runs the world with two different rules. There's the rule book that we call Teva, or natural law, and then there's the rule called miracle. And miracles, by definition, override the rules of nature. But when it comes to God, God makes sure that even when He declares an override, He's still at the same point in time, make sure that the rules are not broken. Rules in God's eyes are not meant to be broken, and they shouldn't be in ours either. Rosh Hashanah Mephal Hirsch adds that the nature of the world is natural law, and of course, the rule, everything else in nature relies on Hashem's rule. It's only man that looks for the breaks, doesn't want to follow. However, in the future, when we accept Malchus Hashem, we, the entire mankind, accept God's role in the world. Through a pandemic, perhaps. Through a war, perhaps. Through history, perhaps. Through destiny, perhaps. Then, of course, man will join the rest of nature, following the rules of nature of Hashem. Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh. Hashem reigned, and He did it by giving us a place to turn, Hashem Osis Azar. He turned around and showed us that he is in the history and he runs the history. Aftikon Tevel Bal Temot. He created the rules and the exceptions to the rules. And when he made the exceptions, they were not meant to be broken. Perhaps when we're davening this pasuk, maybe we'll concentrate on how much of history seemed too unnatural, and how many courses of life were changed because of something that's chalked up to good luck. But of course, let's think about how often Hashem was behind it, and how in our own lives too, we have the ability to rely on Hashem, even though it's not in our cards to make it natural. Why? Because we also put ourselves in that hope. And that ability comes because we accept Hashem's rule in the world. And the second thing perhaps we want to keep in mind is based on a thought Rabbi Soloveitchik expressed, but perhaps we saw from Rav Hirsch in the Malbim earlier. Malchus Hashem, the idea of Hashem's kingship, is realized only when the order matches natural order. That was Rav Soloveitchik's idea. So that gives us an idea of thinking about those exceptions. Are miracles just ways to think of Hashem? Or are they means to see His order in our lives? I believe the Ramban says the role of miracles is to show us that there are miracles that are with us each and every day. And how might we take the advantage of miracles and what we call nature to inspire us each and every day? Hashem Malach Geos Lavesh. Today is Friday. He created man to recognize it and to sing about it. And on Rosh Hashanah we bring it out in Malchios. But let's not wait until then. Let's take care of it a month in advance, today being Rosh Chodesh, and make sure that we will appreciate Hashem in our lives each and every day until we get to that greatest of days. Have a wonderful day, and a Shabbat Shalom, v'chodesh tov u'mevarach.